Now let's listen to Monday's chat room part.
Hi friends, welcome to the chat room. We're happy to have Vicky here for a chat today. Hi Vicky.
Hi Ken. Hi everyone. It's great to be back today. Well, it's good to be here so that we can talk about this lesson. Today's lesson is about commercial airline pilots, right?
Yes, it is. But Vicky, what exactly is a commercial airline? Are we talking about an airline commercial?
No, not an airline commercial. We need to take a closer look at this word commercial. If it were used as a noun, it would be an ad on TV or radio. So an airline commercial is an ad that promotes a particular airline.
So commercial here is not a noun?
No, commercial here is the adjective of commerce, which refers to trade or business. So commercial airlines are companies that carry passengers or cargo for money.
So the noun commercial refers to an ad.
That's correct. All commercials are ads, but not all ads are commercials.
What do you mean?
Well, advertisement is a general term that covers advertising messages in print, such as newspaper or magazine advertisements. But a commercial is a special kind of advertisement that is broadcast either on TV or on the radio.
Why do I hear some people say advertisement?
Ah, that's the British pronunciation. Americans say advertisement, or ad for short.
I see. Advertisement 是广告，英国人呢会把这个字读作 advertisement， 重音就不太一样。其实讲 ad 就可以了，任何的广告都可以叫做 ad。Commercial 是 advertisement 的一种，指的是电视或广播的广告。那这是当名词用，若是当形容词 ，commercial 来自于 commerce。商业贸易，因此呢 commercial airline 就是一般的航空公司。 So what other pilots are there?
Well, there are pilots in the military who might fly in the Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines.
飞机驾驶有很多种，除了 commercial airline pilots 商务客机的驾驶之外，还有 military pilots 军方的飞行员。
Now let's listen to Monday's information part.
The first 747 jumbo jet was built in 1969. Since then, more than 1,400 747s have rolled out of the Boeing factory in Everett, Washington. British Airways, Cathay Pacific, Korean Air, and Japan Airlines are among the primary users of the 747.As popular as it has been, the famous 747 is expected to be replaced by the Boeing Y-3 in the near future.
Now let's listen to Monday's skate part.
Mister, do you fly airplanes?Are you a pilot?
Yes, I am.
Wow! How long do you spend flying a plane?
It depends on where you're going. Some domestic flights are short, only 20 minutes.
Oh, that's fast.
But an international flight might be 18 hours.
Wow, that's really long.
Yes, that's called a long-haul flight.
Oh, mister, do you fly the plane all by yourself?
No. The airline assigns 3 or 4 pilots for long flights. We fly in shifts.
Oh, that's good. Oh, do you ever get jet lag?
Oh, yes, most pilots do, and it's very annoying.
Oh, well, how do you deal with jet lag?
Oh, there are hundreds of ways. I try to keep the same schedule. That helps.
Wow. Airplanes are so big. How much do they weigh?
It depends on the plane and what's in it. Everything that goes on the plane is weighed. And we make estimates on the weight based on the number of people.
Oh, is the weight important?
Yes. How high and how long you can fly depends on the weight.
Oh, well, I want a plane that can fly high, for a long time.
Well, then, you better stop eating all those sweets.
Oh, okay.
Now let's listen to Tuesday's chat room part.
Hi friends, welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Vicky. And today we continue with our article on commercial airline pilots. So Ken, would you like to be a commercial airline pilot?
Oh, definitely. Our lesson tells us that pilots eat the business class food, which often has lobster. Now, that's very different from the economy class food that I'm used to eating.
Well, good food is definitely one of the perks of being a pilot.
One of the perks? What's a perk?
Well, perk is short for perquisite, which is another name for employee benefit. You may also hear it referred to as a fringe benefit. This is a compensation provided to employees in addition to their normal salaries.
Oh, like a car that your company lets you use?
Exactly. Perks can range from little things like stationery to lunch allowances to a gym membership to a vehicle. And good food is certainly a perk for commercial airline pilots.
来学一个新的字, perk. Perk其实是perquisite的缩写, 指的是工资以外的津贴或者外快。 Perks也可以表示一份工作所给予的特权或者特殊待遇。 另一种讲法呢是fringe benefit, 也就是附加的福利。 有些公司会提供一辆汽车或者免费的保险给员工, 而这些都是fringe benefits。 课文中提到客机的驾驶天天都能够吃商务舱供应的餐点, 而时常呢都可以吃得到龙虾, 这就是一个当机师的perk。
So Ken, do you know which job has the best perks in America?
The CEO position of a big company?
No, actually it's the President of the United States, that position. The President has his own plane, helicopters, and limousines, and there's a large staff that works for him in the White House. And there's Camp David where he can go for a retreat. The President also receives large expense accounts to cover official entertainment and travel costs. These are all presidential perks.
Sounds like a nice job.
Well, at least the perks are nice.
你知道全世界哪一份工作有最棒的perks吗? 那就是美国总统的职位, 他不但有自己专用的飞机、直升机, 还有加长型的礼车, 还有白宫所有的工作人员为他服务, 周末还可以去大卫营度假, 此外还有许多的特别费可以用来接待来宾或者旅行, 完全不用自己掏腰包, 因为这些全都是这个职位所供应的perks.
Now let's listen to Tuesday's Grandma on the Go part.
Hello friends, how are you today? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Right now, I'm here at the airport because I'm on my way to South Africa. It just so happens our article today is about an interview with a commercial airline pilot. So, this is our location for today's Grammar on the Go. And here's our grammar tip sentence. That way, at least one pilot will always be well enough to fly the plane. Notice the phrase at the beginning of the sentence, that way. It is referring to what was just mentioned, that the pilot and co-pilot are supposed to make different meal choices, so in case one of the dishes causes food poisoning, only one of them will be sick. We use that way like this when we want to talk about how something that was just mentioned could bring a certain result. In the case of today's sentence, because the pilot and co-pilot don't eat the same meals, then the result would be that at least one pilot would be well enough to fly the plane. Let's look at some other example sentences. Janice always puts her keys by the door. That way, she can be sure she will never forget them when she leaves the house. Or, always stretch and warm up before you start swimming. That way, you can avoid getting a cramp. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, you'll find them in today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine.
Now let's listen to Tuesday's skit part.
Mr. Airline Pilot.
You can call me Captain.
Oh, hey, Mr. Captain. Is it safe to fly a plane?
Oh, yes. The airline industry has developed all kinds of products and procedures to make flights safer.
Well, for example?
We have new bulletproof cockpit doors and procedures for dealing with bomb threats.
Oh, so security is good?
Yes. We don't want any tragedies.
Well, how do you deal with troublesome passengers?
Well, pilots are entitled to take measures to protect people and property on board.
What if a passenger is unruly or becomes a hazard?
I would consider restraining that person.
Oh, I guess I better be good.
Yes, please behave on the flight.
Well, how about the airplane food? Do you eat it?
Yes, it's very delicious.
But what if you get food poisoning and you can't fly the plane?
Don't worry. The pilot and co-pilot choose different dishes. If one of us gets sick, the other one can fly the plane.
Oh, good idea. My mom and I should choose different dishes, too. If one of us gets sick, the other one can carry the suitcases.
Yes, that's what you should do.
Now let's listen to Wednesday's chat room part.
Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of the chat room. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Ken. Hello everyone. Hi Brandon.
Hi Ken. So what would you like to chat about today?
Well, I noticed in today's lesson we see the phrase team up, but isn't team a noun?
Yes, most of the time team is used as a noun, but it can also be a verb, and we use it in this phrase, team up with someone. It means to join someone or a group of people to help them do something.
Oh, so Lancelot Clark joined with the South African shoe manufacturers.
That's right, Ken.
But you can also be in a team, right?
Not in a team. You can be on a team. You may play on a baseball or basketball team. And when you play on a team or work with others in a group, there must be lots of teamwork.
Does that mean that you have to work together as a team?
That's right, Ken. You work together in order to achieve a goal. And in order to do so, you need to be a team player.
A team player? A player is a player. Why add the word team?
Good question, Ken. Anyone on a team is a player. But if I'm a team player, then that means that I work well with the other players. But if I choose to be selfish and do only what benefits me, then I would not be called a team player.
So is this usage limited to sports teams?
No, you don't have to be on a sports team in order to be a team player. This term can be used for those working in any kind of group.
Team 就是一个球队或者任何运动比赛的一个队。广义的讲呢 ,team 也可以是一个团队。一个球队的队员是一个 player, 他就是 on the team, 属于这个队介系词用 on。但是一个 team player 是指有团队精神的队员。在比赛当中 ,team players 会和团队中其他的队友一起合作，他不会自己抢着去得分，而是把得分的机会做给队友，让队友得分，这就是一个 team player。 那队友之间呢，也会有好的 teamwork 团队精神。 team 当动词用在片语 team up with someone 表示和某人协力合作。
Now let's listen to Wednesday's Grammar on the Go part.
Hi there friends, greetings from Cape Town, South Africa. My name is Liz and it's time for Grammar on the Go.Our article today is about the charity Soul of Africa and how it enables women in South Africa to make shoes that would be sold online or in the U.S. or U.K. And the money they make from selling these shoes go to help community centers in South Africa that serve children and families affected by AIDS. As our article states, Soul of Africa makes this all possible. That's our grammar tip sentence, and for today, we're going to look at the phrase, to make something possible. This is a phrase we often see. It just means to cause something to become possible. So, going back to today's sentence, Soul of Africa causes all these charitable things to become possible. Use this phrase when you want to explain how someone or something enables something else to happen. For example, let's say a new law has been passed that allows children from low-income families to go to school for free. We can say, the new law makes it possible for children from low-income families to receive free education. Or, let's say a thief was able to break into a house because its alarm system was broken. So, we can say that the alarm system was broken, making it possible for the thief to break into the house.
Now let's listen to Thursday's chat room part.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Beth.
And I'm Ken. Hi, everyone. So, Beth, would you want to go to the bug zoo in Victoria?
Not particularly. Though it is interesting to learn about all these different kinds of insects. So, would you want to go?
Sure. I'd really like to see an insect that has a million legs.
A million legs?
Yeah. Our article says that the millipedes are the crowd favorites. The prefix milli means a million. So, millipedes must have a million legs.
Oh, that's a good guess, Ken. But actually, even though it can be misleading, the prefix milli means thousand. Actually, 1,000th, not million.
So millipedes have 1,000 legs?
Well, all millipedes have a large number of legs, but despite their name, no species of millipedes have 1,000 legs. Common species of millipedes have between 40 to 400 legs, and some rare kinds have up to 750 legs.
Well, that's still a lot of legs. So where else can we see the prefix milli, now that I know it's not part of the word million?
Well, you've probably seen this prefix in words like millisecond or millimeter. A millisecond is 1,000th of a second, and a millimeter is 1,000th of a meter. This prefix is also related to the word millennium, which means a period of 1,000 years.
Okay. Millipede 就是类似蜈蚣的节肢动物。不要看到这个字的字首 milli 就以为是 million 一百万的缩写。Milli 其实是毫，也就是千分之一的意思。比如说一个 millimeter 是一公里，也就是一千分之一尺。Beth, what about the pede in millipede? Does it actually mean leg?
Well, the root words pede or ped can be a prefix or a suffix, and it means foot.
I see. It's like in the word pedestrian, one who goes on foot.
Right. It's also where we get the words pedal and pedicure, which are both related to feet.
I see. Ped 或者 pede 表示脚，因此呢 ，pedal 就是脚踏板 ，pedicure 就是修脚指甲，做脚部的护理。
Now let's listen to Thursday's Grandma on the Go part.
Hello, friends. My name is Liz, and I'm so glad you can join me here for today's Grandma on the Go. Our article is about the bug zoo, so we've certainly been talking a lot about bugs.All this talk about bugs have gotten me interested in learning more about bugs, and since I'm here in Melbourne, Australia, I'm going to head over to the Bug Museum. But before I do that, let's take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. It's their new neighbor, a giant shield mantis, which looks exactly like a leaf, if you don't count those enormous bug eyes out front. Notice the two words at the end of the sentence, out front.It's a shortened way of saying that are out on the front of its face. This use of out front is most often found in informal situations where the communicator wants to bring attention to the front of something that has already been mentioned. For example,
Let's say you're standing in front of a house and you see a for sale sign in front of it. We can say there is a for sale sign out front. Or let's say you're making plans to go watch a movie with a friend and you want to meet her in front of the movie theater. Then you can say, I'll see you at the theater. We'll meet out front. Well, that's all the time we have for today.
Now let's listen to Thursday's skate part.
Lady, I'm here about the bugs. I heard this place is crawling with them.
Oh, yes. We have 2 million ants here.
Wow, that's a lot of ants.
And that's not all. There are 70 species of other wildlife. They are swarming and squirming and crawling and leaping and flying, hissing around in this two-room storefront.
It's an insect infestation.
Yes, it is. There's a 6-inch mantis.
That's huge.
And there's a grasshopper with bright red legs.
That's scary.
And we house exotic katydids and yellow and black and white millipedes.
Well, don't worry, lady. Killing bugs is my job, and I'm here to kill every one of these bugs here.
No. These bugs are our pets. We are bug-loving people here.
Bug-loving people?
Oh, yes. Bugs are the best. Oh, would you like to learn about insect romance?
Not really.
Or how about their potty habits?
Lady, you're making me squeamish.
Here, give a bug a hug. It will make you feel better.
No. This place is creepy crawly.
Yes. Isn't it wonderful?
Now let's listen to Friday's chat room part.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Beth. Hi, everyone. Wow, Ken, we just read that some grasshopper eggs at the bug zoo took about 3 years to hatch.
Yeah, that's a long time. But I'm confused about something in that sentence. So after about 3 years, it says, then one day, puff, 200 baby grasshoppers to take care of. I don't get it. What's the word puff doing in that sentence?
Oh, good question. Here, the word puff is used to indicate a sudden appearance. Puff, the grasshoppers appeared. Another similar word with the same meaning that is more common is poof, P-O-O-F. The words puff and poof can also show that something suddenly vanished. In fact, these words are more commonly used to indicate a disappearance rather than an appearance.
Oh, like during a magic show, the magician waved his wand and poof, the lady disappeared.
Right. The words puff and poof are examples of a language device called onomatopoeia.
What?
Onomatopoeia. Onomatopoeia is the creation and use of words that include the sounds and noises they represent. So basically, onomatopoeia is words imitating sounds.
So what are some other examples of onomatopoeia?
Well, we learned one in yesterday's lesson that is also an example of onomatopoeia.
Yeah, what word was that?
The verb hiss. Sometimes animals like snakes or insects make hissing sounds. So our article used the term hissing wildlife. The word hiss sounds just like the action it refers to.
Oh, okay. Hey, I just thought of another example of onomatopoeia that has to do with insects.
What's that?
Buzz. The bee is buzzing around the room.
Great example. Most animal sounds are examples of onomatopoeia. Other examples of onomatopoeia are pop, boom, and bang. Pop could indicate a balloon bursting, and boom could show that something heavy hit the ground, and bang could indicate a gun being fired or an explosion.
onomatopoeia 就是拟声词，也就是用一个字的音来模拟事物或自然界的声音。其实中文也有拟声词，比如说雨哗啦哗啦的下着。那英文的拟声词非常多，像课文中的 puff 就是噗的一声。魔术师变魔术的时候，常常会拿着他的魔术棒，然后 puff 女助理就消失了。其实在漫画里头最常会看到 onomatopoeia。
Now let's listen to Friday's information part.
At Victoria's Bug Zoo, the dangerous bugs and insects aren't allowed out. Not so much because they're a threat to the children, but because the creatures need to be protected from the young visitors. For example, kids can get excited and drop an insect. In the case of a tarantula, that can cause a broken spider leg.Which can be fatal to the spider.
Now let's listen to Friday's skate part.
What an infestation of insects!
Yes, do you want to hug one of our millipedes?
You mean a wormy millipede with a bazillion legs? No, thank you.
Just stretch it across your upper lip.You'll have a thick black mustache.
That is beyond disgusting.
Come on. These millipedes are by far the crowd favorites.
It looks slimy.
No, it's tickly.
You're right, it is tickly.
Oh, and take a look at our grasshoppers. Oh. They're 5 inches long. We've been breeding them in captivity.
Oh, wow.
We waited 3 years for the eggs to hatch.
Did they?
Oh, yes. And now we have 200 baby grasshoppers. Puff!
Oh, that's a lot of diapers.
Very funny. Hey, let me show you one of our stingers and biters.
Well, they sound dangerous.
Oh, yes, they are. Ooh. They have a 4-inch leg span and a toxic bite.
Wow. I think I have to go now. That sounds a little scary. Bye.
No, wait. You're wearing my millipede. I want my millipede.
Ooh, help!
Those were reviewing parts of Studio Classroom. Hope you find them helpful. Now we're coming to the end of this edition of English Evening. Hope you like it. And see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
听众朋友，英语之夜节目的播出时间是每晚22:30到23:00。欢迎收听。
尊贵礼遇，至上感受。海南航空全球 Skytrax 四星航空公司温馨便捷的服务，让您体验空地一体化无缝隙的完美旅行。这里是中央人民广播电台经济之声，每一次倾听都有价值。北京时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
Cookie 经济学，
欢迎来到 Cookie 经济学。今日查点：本身违法 ，illegal per se。司机只要测出血液中含有酒精，就会被认定酒后驾驶，其违法的原因并不在考虑范围之内。这种根据行为判定违法的条款就是本身违法。在美国，本身违法广泛应用于反垄断法。企业只要实施了法律禁止的垄断行为，不管动机和后果如何，法院都会直接判它非法。
瑞士天梭表为您报时，传承经典工艺，启迪非凡创意。瑞士天梭表，时间任你穿梭。
北京时间23:00。
中央人民广播电台 经济之声 China Business Radio， 每一次倾听都有价值。